CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just as he did with Mexico, President Trump has agreed to postpone tariffs on Canada for the time being. CBS's Chris Mavridis from Toronto.
The call lasted about 45 minutes and hashed out a number of new border security measures the president wanted Canada to pony up. They include a new fleet of choppers as part of an immediate $200 million border security investment. Canada's also pledged to list drug cartels as terrorists and appoint a so-called fentanyl czar to police the illegal import of the drug.
That's the U.S.'s 10% tariff on China is still slated to go into effect after midnight. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visits El Salvador and says that country's president has offered to accept deportees from U.S. and of any nationality, as well as violent American criminals now imprisoned in the U.S. The U.S. has no authority to deport Americans. Two sources familiar with the situation tell CBS News that Elon Musk's Doge has gained access to sensitive Treasury data, including Social Security and Medicare customer payment systems. The president is asked by reporters why it's important for Musk to have access to Treasury Department payment systems.
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval, and we'll give him the approval where appropriate. Where not appropriate, we won't.
Several days after the D.C. area collision involving a jetliner and an Army helicopter, CBS's Chris Van Cleve says crews are trying to retrieve the wreckage from the Potomac River.
They recovered an engine, portion of the fuselage, and one of the wings of the airplane. Tomorrow they're going to focus on getting the cockpit, the front part of the airplane.
In Georgia, a judge has dismissed one of two charges against former district attorney who declined to order the arrest of a white man accused of killing a black jogger in his neighborhood. CBS's Peter King.
Former Brunswick County, Georgia DA Jackie Johnson had been charged with hindering a police investigation after she ordered that one of the accused killers of an African-American jogger not be arrested. The judge has dismissed that count.
There is not one scintilla of evidence that I've heard that would authorize a verdict on that count, so I'm going to grant the motion.
Johnson still faces a felony charge of violating her oath of office. The three men who chased and killed Ahmed Arbery in 2020 were white. One of them once worked for Johnson. Peter King, CBS News.
Democratic North Carolina Governor Josh Stein is asking the Republican-controlled state legislature to approve more than $1 billion in Hurricane Helene rebuilding relief.
People need stability. They need permanence. They need their homes back. That's why I'm requesting funds to create a Helene Home Reconstruction and Repair Program.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Actor Wendell Pierce has accomplished much in his career. He says it all started in his hometown of New Orleans.
It was like a Black Mayberry, and the first Black mayor came out of there, the first Black DA, lawyers, doctors, postal workers, maintenance men. That was the community I grew up in. It was absolutely wonderful.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Out your cowboy boots.
After her big night at the Grammys, Beyonce announces her Cowboy Carter tour.
Now I'm gonna need all my cowboys to the dance floor.
The 22 tour kicks off April 28th in Los Angeles. She'll also perform in Chicago, D.C., and Paris. Cowboy Carter is her 8th studio album, and it won Album of the Year at the Grammys, her first ever win in the category. Still no word on when tickets go on sale. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Speaking of Carter, former President Jimmy Carter has won a posthumous Grammy Award. Carter died in December at age 100. Prior to his death, Carter was nominated in the audiobook narration and storytelling recording category for Last Sundays in Plains, a centennial celebration. Recordings from his final Sunday school lessons delivered at Marantha Baptist Church in Georgia. Jason Carter, Jimmy Carter's grandson, received the award on his behalf. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteor. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Right now, it's 33.
Just wait and see. People now, put a little love in your heart. Each and every Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
She's the only one, made me feel so good. You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN. And timeless hits. WRJN.
Very super.
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's
Keep me from getting to you. street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump agrees to pause tariffs on Canada and Mexico. CBS's Erica Brown with more on the discussions between the president and the two countries.
Trump confirmed a one-month delay for the 25% tariff on Mexican imports after a call with Mexico's president, where she agreed to ramp up security at the border.
10,000 soldiers permanently, like forever, 10,000 soldiers at their side of the border and stop fentanyl and illegal aliens.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada will also beef up border security in exchange for a 30-day pause on new tariffs.
10% tariffs on China are set to take effect after midnight. FBI agents have been told to fill out Trump administration questionnaires related to their work during the 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
An unprecedented day of turmoil inside the FBI. These agents were asked what role they played in the January 6th investigations, if they searched or interviewed or arrested anybody, raising fears of a purge of agents nationwide. There's also this concern that this purge would impact task force and send a chilling message to FBI agents. Be careful what you investigate next and make sure it does not displease President Trump.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, makes moves on foreign aid agency USAID, which has been targeted for closure by Musk. CBS's Weijia Zhang reports.
They say it really needs to have a close examination of the funding and how the agency is structured, which is why it is now going to be folded into the State Department. And we know that the acting administrator will be Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Weeks after the L.A. area of wildfires, the final stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway is reopened. That's unwelcome news to Judy Jensen of Pacific Palisades, who believes her privacy will be violated.
Those people who lost their homes should be allowed to look through their belongings and recover themselves without looky-loos.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says met with Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry and New Orleans Police Department Captain LaJean Roberts to discuss security for the Super Bowl. Noem says multiple agencies will be working on securing the city and the game.
One of the things that I plan to do is put forward a blueprint for how we communicate to each other. We've seen failures across the country of agencies not talking well and not working well, and it's just not going to happen anymore, not on my watch.
At a time of soaring egg prices, a truckload of them ended up all over a Los Angeles freeway. The top of a big rig was sheared off while going through an underpass, and yes, officers scrambled to the scene. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a